presidential request for more aid to Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden is sending Congress a $33 billion spending package for Ukraine.
Most of it for military and security assistance.
It's going to keep weapons and ammunition flowing without interruption to the brave Ukrainian fighters.
The budget request also includes more than $8 billion in economic assistance for Ukraine and $3 billion for food and other necessities for civilians.
Putin's war, not sanctions, are impacting the harvest of food and disrupting the movement of that food.
The president is also asking Congress to allow U.S. officials to use the proceeds of seized Russian assets for Ukrainian assistance.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Russia mounted attacks across a wide area of Ukraine today, bombarding Kyiv during a visit by the head of the United Nations. Elsewhere, Ukrainian authorities reported intense Russian fire in the Donbas, the eastern industrial heartland that the Kremlin is bent on capturing. President Biden today brushing off concerns of a recession after the Commerce Department reported the nation's gross domestic product shrank in the last quarter.
The GDP, fell to 1.4%. But here's the deal. We also had last quarter consumer spending and business investment and residential investment increased at significant rates, both for leisure as well as hard products.
It was the first quarterly decline in the GDP since the pandemic hit 2 years ago. A key trend in the report showed imports rose nearly 20%, and exports fell nearly 6%. More of the dry, windy weather that helped fans spring wildfires from New Mexico to Nebraska is threatening to test the progress firefighters have made thus far. Forecasters say the volatile weather expected in the Southwest could create the same conditions that helped spread the fires last week. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The latest report on unemployment showing continued signs of improvement.
Demand for workers remains strong and employers are holding on to their staff. New applications for unemployment benefits declined slightly last week to 180,000. The number matched predictions from economists, and the number of people still receiving unemployment benefits is at the lowest level since early 1970. Those already collecting state jobless benefits continuing claims slid by 1,000 to 1.41 million. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is appealing his conviction for murder in the killing of George Floyd, arguing that jurors were intimidated by the protest that followed and prejudiced by heavy pretrial publicity. Chauvin filed the appeal this week, asking the court to reverse his conviction, his more than 22-year prison sentence, and give him a new trial outside of Minneapolis. Health officials are warning measles cases have jumped 79% globally in the first 2 months of this year.
Somalia, Yemen, Afghanistan, Nigeria, and Ethiopia have the most reported cases. According to the CDC, the U.S. has seen only 2 cases of measles so far in 2022. Health experts believe COVID-19-related disruptions to child vaccination campaigns are partly to blame, and health officials fear the spike in fiercely contagious measles cases is a harbinger of what's to come, with potential outbreaks of other preventable diseases on the horizon. Molly Line, Fox News.
The Oklahoma House today giving final approval to a Texas-style abortion ban that would prohibit abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill passed by the GOP-led House now heads to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt. He has said he's expected to sign it within days. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.